Street Knowledge Soldiers presents Redemption. And today on the show, I have with me, once again, Philly E. Walls, one of our own, vice chairman of the Redemption Support Group, and also the podcast Transcending. And we'll be delivering a public service announcement about a solidarity LWAP walkathon statewide in the state of California. Welcome to the show, Philly.
Thanks for having me back, brother.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners what LWAP stands for if they don't know.
LWAP stands for the Life Without the Possibility of Parole. The United Nations also considers it a DBI sentence, death by incarceration.
So based on that, you guys are putting together a walk that's going to go for 5K?
Yes.
And it's going to happen in every penitentiary in the state of California?
Yes, it's going to occur on the 5th, 8th, 24th, and 30th of October this year.
2025. And it's because you guys are wanting to get a regulation change.
Well, the regulation change is coming. It was asked by the Governor Newsom to put in place a policy that would allow an opportunity for LWAPs to go before the board, have a risk assessment like the Menendez brothers, and have an opportunity to go to have a commutation or resentencing or both based off the conducts that we've done in prison and have an opportunity to go home.
So you'd like to give a shout out to what advocacies?
I would like to give a shout out to Families United, to End Life Without Fuel, Fair Chance Project, Think Outside the Cage with Jerry Silva and Mark Cofield. Mark Cofield was a former incarcerated man who did 28 years and was wrongly convicted. He stands behind us. He's a leader in his community of Los Angeles. And we're trying to bring change and growth through LWAP movements and redemption movements like SKS? Yes, Street Knowledge Soldiers presents Redemption. And we're trying to do that in solidarity with other LWAPs. There'll be multiple different supports out there from different groups like Healing Dialogue. Guys that go to Healing Dialogue will be representing them in solidarity with Fuel and etc.
A shout out to Stephen Green and his wife, Tina.
Yes, for all the work they do for helping LWAPs. Billy Hoffman, Elizabeth Calvin.
So Billy Hoffman and Stephen Green, I was with them on the level 4, and we were neighbors, me and Stephen. And it's just amazing to see how far he's come and how he fought and continues to fight. And it was a blessing to see his support network. I used to go to the visiting room and sit in there with his wife and his two daughters. They were taking Taekwondo, karate, and it was just awesome because it takes a village. It takes that type of tenacity, and he just didn't stop at himself. And that's why I have so much respect for him. I hope to see him someday and talk to him. I'm honored to hear that he's behind a lot of this. Is there anybody else personally you want to give a shout out to?
Especially Steven. He's about to become, from my understanding, proudly, I'd like to say, is he's about to become the first former LWAP that's about to have his doctorate. So that's very powerful in itself. Here's a man who was formerly incarcerated under the same sentence of DBI and now about to become the first ever life without to have a doctorate.
Dr. Stephen Green.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So how powerful.
That is huge. Somebody He's always been about higher learning.
Somebody was sitting right next to us on a yard.
Yeah.
Going through the same things that we were going through, but he found his hope and redemption and was able to go home because he had a fair opportunity to go to the board and have a commutation. This is what Newsom was bringing forward.
But he's a lot like you, Philly, and a lot like the others. You guys never had a chance to even believe or think or have hope or faith or a light at the end of the tunnel to go home. Life yes. without the possibility means you're here to die. And all you men made a life of it. Yeah. And then conquered all the educational, higher learning, self-help programming that is offered.
Yeah, it's very true. Now here I am trying to get my AA in my 60s. And that's very good. And I owe that because I owe that to Georgia Heard that saved my life from a death sentence.
And I'd like to tell our listeners that if you want to hear about that story, we even made a play for it coming soon. But you can listen to Philly E. Walls Transcending on RSS.com or even on SKS Redemption Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool. But we're here to do this because it's more than just about us. It's also to say thank you for all those who supported us, like Assembly Member Michelle Rodriguez, Assembly Person Rubio, Becker, and so forth, for all their works of trying to change and give us hope. When you're serving LWOP, it's like having no collector or energy to have hope, faith, and love. It's the absence of it when you've always been told you're going to die in a cage. Well, here we are trying to show them we do have a heart. We do have hopes and dreams of giving back, give running to accountability instead of from it.
Absolutely, and that's why you guys are getting together to do a solidarity LWOP walkathon statewide in the state of California. Before I cut out of here, any more people you want to give a shout out as you're doing a PSA, Philly E. Walls?
To our governor himself. He's taken a lot of heat for even bringing us the opportunity to have a chance at commutation.
So talk to him right now, Philly E. Walls. You're on the mic. You're on live. Yes. You have an opportunity. You've been taught the elevator pitch. Here's the elevator pitch. You're under the gunner right now, and you're in the elevator with Gavin Newsom. What do you say?
We say thank you from my heart and to those who stand behind you and say thank you. We want you to know that you bring us hope. You give us the redemption to see there is more than our last act. You're here for a purpose, and you give us that purpose to want more, to achieve more, to give to our communities. You're giving us this light where we thought there was none. Because of your staff, Elijah Hirsch, Jasmine Turner, we want to thank them for standing there and giving men a chance to change, to see there is a purpose in a country called America. This is what we're about. We're not about forgetting those that's in a cage. We're about forgiveness and change and giving an opportunity to those who didn't deserve it. But here we are. Thank you.
On the Solidarity LWOP Walkathon, on the day, what date are you going to be walking Philly?
Here in Chino, we'll be doing it on the 25th of October.
And while you're walking that 5K, you're giving thanks to who?
First and foremost, God. Second, to those who saved my life, joy to her, to those who've always been in my life, to the governor, to the people who stand behind us, like the senators, who want change and hope. They want to bring a reform system and give more.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to drop this PSA. And I hope people take the time to listen to it so they can get a better understanding about a sentence called life without the possibility of parole. And there's going to be a lot of spirits all intertwined, moving in one unison for one cause. And it's going to happen statewide in the state of California on what dates?
On the 5th, 8th. 24th and 25th of October.
2025
in solidarity for those who've given us this opportunity. We also want to say we'll hope that all the members will try to at least donate to their Shriners Hospital in the northern, the southern. We're going to try to do the same, or local charities for those who are able to.
So shout out to Shriners Children's Hospitals
and local charities, the ones we were able to give to as our way of saying thank you in support of those who supported us.
Well, from Street Knowledge Soldiers Presents Redemption, we thank you, Philly E. Walls, and we look forward to another installment of yours. I'm sure you'll come up with something new.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother, for having me.
You're welcome.